Chapter 2 John Smith and Pocahontas. There were a lot of Indian villages in Virginia, and every village had its chief. But there was only one king. That was Powhatan, and he was the king of all the Algonquin Indians.
"Tell me about these white men," Powhatan said to his brother, Opekankanu. "They are living in my country and killing my people. I want to see one of them."
Powhatan's daughter, Pocahontas, heard this. She was 13 years old.
"What are white men, father?" she asked. "Are they white because they are ill?"
Powhatan smiled.
"No, little Pocahontas, they aren't ill," he said. "They are a new people from over the sea. Perhaps we can see and talk to a white man soon. My brother is going to find one for us."
The next day, Opekankanu went into the forest with 200 men. They found John Smith's 9 men next to their boat by the river. Smith's men were afraid and got out their guns. But Opekankanu's men killed 2 of them, and the other 7 ran away. John Smith was in the forest with the 2 Indians. When they heard the noise, they ran back to the boat and saw 200 men with bows and arrows. Then an arrow hit Smith's leg. He quickly took out his gun and put a friendly Indian in front of his body.
"What do you want?" he asked. "Don't come near me."
"King Powhatan wants to see you," said Opekankanu. "Give me your gun."
"No," Smith said at first, but there were 200 Indians, and he was one man. So he gave them his gun and went with Opekankanu to Werowocomoco, the village of King Powhatan. In the village, everyone came out to see the Englishman. Pocahontas looked at Smith carefully. He was very interesting. He was not very tall, and he had hair on his face. Indian men had no hair on their faces. And his eyes were blue. All the men in her village had brown eyes. She looked at Smith's blue eyes for a long time. They were beautiful, the color of the sky. Smith smiled at the little girl and closed one of his eyes for a second. Pocahontas laughed, and then she smiled back at him.
"Why are you in my country, white man?" Powhatan asked. "Where do you come from? Who is your king?"
Smith told him about England and King James and Jamestown. It wasn't easy,
because he didn't understand Powhatan's language very well, and Powhatan didn't always understand him. "We want to live here and be your friends, Powhatan," he said. "But this winter, the people of Jamestown are hungry, so we need food." Opekankanu was angry.
"These Englishmen cannot live here," he said to his brother. "They are taking our land and killing our people with their guns. They want King James of England to be king here, too. They call their town King James's Town, and they call our beautiful river King James's River. But what about us? This is our country. We live here, and our fathers and grandfathers lived here before us. We don't want the English or their King James. We must kill them all now."
"Perhaps," Powhatan said, "but let's think first. The English have guns, so we need guns too. I must think carefully about this. Pocahontas, come with me."
They walked into the forest, and Powhatan asked his daughter,
"What do you think about this Englishman, little Pocahontas?"
"Oh, father, I like him. He has wonderful blue eyes, the color of the sky."
"My brother wants to kill him, but I want to know more about these Englishmen first, and you can help me. I'm going to give him to you, little Pocahontas."
"Give him to me, father?"
"Yes. Listen carefully now. You must do this."
They went back to the village.
"Are we going to kill this white man now, Powhatan?"
Opekankanu asked.
"Yes," Powhatan said. "Bring him here."
They put John Smith's head on a stone in front of Powhatan's feet. Then Opekankanu took a big stick and walked to the stone. Pocahontas looked at her father. He moved his head a little, but did not look at her. Now Opekankanu was next to the stone. John Smith closed his eyes and waited to die. Suddenly, he felt warm arms on his face and head. He opened his eyes and saw the face of the young girl with her beautiful dark eyes. "No, Opekankanu," she cried. "No, I am the king's daughter, and I say no." She looked at her father. "Father, don't kill this man. Please, give him to me." At first, Powhatan said nothing. Then, slowly, he smiled.
"Very well, Pocahontas," he said. "You are only 13 years old. But this white man is not very big. He is a boy with hair on his face. You can have him."
Angrily, Opekankanu put his stick down. Pocahontas smiled. "Come with me, white man," she said to him. "You are my Englishman now. Come."